goes to Dr. Mawari. It's M like Mary, A-W-A-R-I. Fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Ruth Kingscott, K-I-N-G-S-C-O-T-T. Date of birth 5-4-1943. Dear Dr. Mawari, this is a consultation for Mrs. Kingscott, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels noticed in December of 2023. The patient currently has no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. In January of this year, she was having severe nocturia 5 to 6 times per night, as well as a severe overactive bladder with difficulty being able to go to the store without having to use the bathroom. She was started on Vesicare in January of this year, 5 milligrams daily, and that completely resolved those symptoms. And she's feeling much better at this time. But creatinine levels December 15th of 23 was 1.8 with GFR 28, 1.4 of 24, creatinine 1.4, GFR 35, 3.4 24, creatinine 1.31, GFR 41, 8.15 of 24, creatinine 1.79, GFR 28, 8.20 24, creatinine 1.45, GFR 36. And the patient actually is feeling well today. She has had a recent echocardiogram done because of wide pulse pressure. And the findings of the echo were, this was 9/13 of 24. She had an ejection fraction of 65%, a normal aortic valve, no regurgitation with some mild sclerosis. Tricuspid valve had no stenosis but moderate to severe regurgitation, and mildly elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure. Mitral valve had no regurgitation, and she has grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. She has no symptoms associated with right-sided heart disease at this point. She had been seeing Dr. Kropsman annually because of a left bundle branch block that has been stable for many years. She's never had any atrial fibrillation. She did have a cardiac catheterization many years ago without stents, and it was normal, and she has not required a repeat since. No headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea on exertion, no dyspnea at elevation, such as altitude. She is able to walk up at least one flight of stairs without shortness of breath, and several flights as long as she takes breaks in between each flight. She does walk a half a mile every day for exercise, slowly. It does make her tired at the end of the exertion, but she's able to rest and recover very well. Very quickly. No edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, and no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, urinary urge incontinence, and overactive bladder, scoliosis, osteopenia, spinal stenosis at L4-5, and a left bundle branch block. Past surgical history, she had a total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salping oophorectomy. Cardiac catheterization was done many years ago without stent placement, and it was normal at that time, and bilateral cataract removal. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow. She has 7 adult children and many grandchildren, and she is retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, asthma, glaucoma, and her brother had polycystic kidney disease. drug allergies or review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, atenolol, 50 milligram daily, calcium with vitamin D, 600, 800, one twice a day. Lisinopril, 20 milligram twice a day. Norvasc, 5 milligram daily. Synthroid, 75 milligram or microgram daily. Pravastatin, 20 milligram at bedtime. Vesicare, 5 milligram daily. Diazide, 37.5, 25 once daily. And Lidoderm patches, once daily as needed for back pain. Physical exam, height is 61 inches, weight 158 pounds. Pulse is 58 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 144 over 64. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, uvula midline. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no edema, full intact sensation of lower extremities, brisk capillary refill, no ulcerations or lesions, and pedal pulses are 2+ bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done August 20th of 2024. As previously stated, creatinine was 1.45. Calcium 10, sodium 136, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 26. Urinalysis negative for blood, negative for protein. No casts or cells are noted. Hemoglobin A1C is done 8/15 of 24. It is 7.1. Parathyroid hormone is intact parathyroid hormone 33.7. And hemoglobin is 11.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Total random urine protein is 10 within the normal range. And the microalbumin to creatinine ratio is not present either. The microalbumin is less than 0.6. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels over the last 8-9 months, and 2, hypertension. We would like to have kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan scheduled to rule out obstructive uropathy, and also renal artery Doppler studies will be done to look for renal artery stenosis. We do want her to get monthly labs for now due to the widely fluctuating levels at this time. And she will continue to follow a low-salt diet. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 to 8 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.